out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is amazing. And if you were watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio just about a minute ago, you would have seen my cat Shadow devouring a pack of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can find it at walmart.com. Or you can also find it in pet stores. Don't forget, for your dogs, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. You get 10% off, and they also know that it's coming here from the show. Also, don't forget to join us at Tropical Costa Rica in October. You got to book now, 800-581-8942 by Colette, booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Go roll the boat to safer grounds, but don't you know we're stronger now? My heart still beats and my skin still feels, my lungs still breathe, my mind still feels. But we're running out of time. All the echoes in my mind cry. There's blood on your lies. The sky is open wide. There is nowhere for you to hide. The hunt is moon, you're shining. I'm running with the wolves tonight. I'm running with the wolves. I'm running with the wolves tonight. I'm running with the wolves. I'm running with love.
So, Jilly, you missed coming to this screening with me of Wolfman, which that song is one of the songs from the soundtrack. And I'll tell you, it was pretty intense. And it's a lot different than a lot of the other movies that you would see with the traditional, you know, werewolf.
Werewolf, yeah.
And he does transform... But it's a lot different than some of the other films. I really liked it. There was a couple things I would have done a little differently, personally speaking. but I did kind of look... I did kind of like the way that when he was turning into a wolf,
yeah,
he gave the audience what a dog would see a human as.
Oh,
which
cool.
Which I thought was kind of scary in itself. It makes me wonder why your dog loves you so much. But if
I
you
haven't
see
seen the advertisement for that yet. I don't know if it's up here at the theaters I have available to me. I mean, my closest theater is close to an hour because I live so far up in the mountains. And I have to go to Bristol, Tennessee to this beautiful theater in this beautiful area. It's awesome. But
it's a ride.
There's no street lights here, so I don't normally drive at night for fear of hitting something.
Well, I'll tell you right now, after seeing this movie, Wolfman, you probably won't want to go out at night, especially in the woods.
I'm always looking for Yetis up here, so you never know.
Well, also, too, don't forget, you can listen on your favorite radio station to Talkin' Pets, but you can also listen on Alexa, CRN4, tune in. Just tell Alexa that, and it'll pick up the show. You can also go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. And also, you can listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you can actually watch us. It's me and Kayla today. And my black cat, Shadow, is in your chair, Jilly.
Always. She's always in my chair.
Yeah, she's the queen today, and she got her lick and lap by Vitacraft. And she also got a piece of the purse sticks by Vitacraft. And
she got the whole thing.
She devoured everything. But I'll tell you, she would kill for that lick and lap. It's amazing. If you watched her on Facebook Live, you can get your cat to do anything with that stuff. So I highly recommend getting it. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always looking to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna get sick.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies. Popcorn candy.
So if you're going to the movies, your top five movies as of last week's box office... number one, didn't hear too much about this movie. I didn't even get to screen it as a critic, and I've been a critic for 29, 30 years. And so Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, it made $22 million in the box office last week. That opened up as number one. Number two, Mufasa, The Lion King, $197 million in 4 weeks. That's doing really well. It's a strong movie. I highly recommend going to see it. Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Made $210 million in 4 weeks. Number four is, and still in the top five actually, Nosferatu. It's the vampire movie. It's made $86 million in 3 weeks. And then this one here, another shocker, Moana 2. Still in the top five, seven weeks out there, and $438 million it's made. So it's made a lot of money. So those were your top five. I did get to screen, like I said, Wolfman, which I already told you a little bit about with that one. And I do recommend going to see it. One of the producers here from the show, Michael, went with me. And he was very uncertain about going because he gets scared by scary movies. I will tell you, I've never heard someone like, no, 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 don't go in there, no. Like in the movie theater, I had to tell him to go. I had to tell him to shh because he was in the critics row. I'm like, Michael, calm down. He was like, I got it. And he had his hand over his face most of the time. So the scary aspect worked. And for me to jump in a movie anymore, it takes a lot. And I actually, he was laughing at me because I almost jumped through the back of my seat during one scene. But it's very well done. Small cast, not a big cast, but it's eerie. I'll tell you. But like I said, I didn't give it a perfect score because of the fact I would have changed a couple of things in it personally. But I did also screen one of them days, and that's with one of my favorite actresses out there, Kiki Palmer. If you're listening, Kiki, I love you. And SZA. So those were the two that, you know, conquered this movie. It's a fun movie. It's not going to win any awards or anything like that, but there's a lot going on. So if the younger people want to go see a funny movie with a lot going on, one of them days is the one to see. And Kayla's going to take us out with one of the songs from the soundtrack of One of Them Days, Kill Bill by SZA. Am I saying that right, Kayla? SZA?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. You're younger.
I
thought you would have known.
But...
She can actually act. She did a good job. So those are your top five movies, and those were the two that I got to screen. Check it out either on Facebook. I post them on there now, but you can also go to TalkinPets.com and click on movie reviews, and you can read all the movie reviews throughout the entire year and beyond that I have written. And I always attribute if there's animals in there and how they were kind of depicted or used. So check it out. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is SZA. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
6 years ago, an orca mother drew international attention when she carried her dead calf for 17 consecutive days. Now, sadly, the whale seems to be repeating what researchers say is a show of grief with another newborn that has died. The mother whale, known as J35 and also Tallulah, was first spotted with the new calf on December 20th. But on Wednesday, researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration photographed her off West Seattle with the baby whale's carcass on her head. They added that the calf appears to sink. It looks like she'll do a high arc dive to go down and recover the calf. And whether or not she's pushing it at this point or grabbing it, we're not sure. Scientists said they think Tallulah is most likely carrying the deceased calf as an expression of grief. We have the same neurotransmitters that they have. We have the same hormones that they have. Why shouldn't we have the same emotions that they have? We don't have the market cornered on emotions. And so we think it's fair to say that she is grieving or mourning. J35 is part of a critical endangered subpopulation of whales known as southern resident killer whales. With the death of Tallulah's calf and the recent birth of a different orca, the group's number is just 73. Over the years, Tallulah has had two calves that survived, both males, in 2020. Beginning in the 1960s, many southern resident killer whales were killed or captured, or some survivors put on display in marine parks. The whales are struggling primarily because the quality and quantity of their prey have diminished and because of population from industrial chemicals, which contaminate their prey and accumulate in their bodies. In addition, noisy vessels can disrupt the whales and hamper communication. Research suggests the southern residents are on a path toward extinction unless there is a more aggressive action to take. Already, Washington state and federal agencies have invested more than $1 billion in programs to reduce the threats to the whales. But the bottom line remains, the southern residents simply don't have enough food. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm going to give a trivia question right off the bat with the song that you're listening to in the background. So that song, it's a double trivia question. What movie is that song from, and who sang it? So if you know both, you can get two prizes. If you know one, you can get one prize. And we do have dog books, cat books. We do have a pendant of a frog. Pretty cool, gold pendant. We do have an Easy Walk no-pull harness for your dog, a small size. We have the collapsible water bowl in lime green, Kayla's favorite color. We also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. We have Vitacraft. We have the Lick and Lap, which my cats love. We have the purr sticks that you can break apart and give to them. We have those you can win. We do have from Good Pets Foods. We have a triple play here, Daily Probiotic, the Hip and Joint Plus, and the Daily Multivitamin Treats Supplements to try for your dogs. And we also have books from couple of different books. One is Toto, Good Dogs Stay in Kansas, Bad Dogs Go to Oz. We have Tender Paws is another book. I also have We Saved Each Other. It's a rescue book, and Playing Possum, how animals make us understand, or how they understand death, actually. So those are some books that we you could choose from, or we have a couple of prizes. But if you know what movie that song was from, and you also know who sang it, give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I actually have the photographer's director's picture on my wall in here of that movie. It's a very popular film, and it has to do, of course, with Julie's story, which was about whales. But what was the movie called? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you think you know, take a guess. Or if you know one or the other, you can also win one prize if you don't know, both of them, that is. 818-818-6401, who sang that song, and what was the name of the movie that song was the, it was basically the feature song from the film. So, Jilly.
Yes, darling.
So, how's everything else going with your doggy?
Oh, he's fantastic because he has mother at home all the time.
Yeah, no, they love that.
When I went away for my birthday, he got to come with me for, a couple weeks of craziness in Greenville, South Carolina, with family and friends and stuff like that. But because we're still a mess up here. There's just stuff everywhere. They're still looking for bodies. I just got my heat after 3 months last Wednesday to the most ridiculous amount of money that I had to shell out of pocket because my insurance company is messing with me.
Oh, don't take me down that road.
Whole other story.
I had Hurricane Helene and also Milton here, and water up to my waist. And
yep.
What I could say.
I live on the side of a mountain. I have no flood damage. I live on the side of a mountain. I had trees fall on my house, smash my car, everything blew up, and so now I'm in a lawsuit. But other than that, I mean, we're at least, thank goodness I have heat, because we're going to go to zero on Monday. It's never been that cold up here. It's crazy what's going on with our weather.
It goes down to the 40s here, and I've got my heat on.
So but I'm still, my roof's not done. I'm just waiting for a lot of different things to happen. So
I'm going to go out real quick to Tennessee, where you're at, Jilly. And Ooh. Is it Colombo? Is that how you say your name?
Key Lando.
Cool name, by the way. So what was the, what movie was that song from, and who was the artist that was singing it?
That was from the movie Free Willy, and it was Michael Jackson singing.
Wow, you got it. You got both. So I'm going to put you on hold because we got to go out to a break, but Mike will ask you what you want. You could pick out two items. Whatever you want, we'll mail out to you, and thanks for answering that.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Hold on. Don't go away. Talk to Mike. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food. That's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Lawmakers are considering a proposal to add a new animal to its list of dangerous wild animals. It's sharks. A subcommittee in the Iowa House met Thursday to discuss House File 24, a bill that would add sharks that can grow to the length of 23 inches or more, or that have a documented history of biting humans, to the state's existing code prohibiting contact with dangerous wild animals. State law already limits public contact and private ownership of many animals classified as dangerous, like lions, tigers, great apes, and crocodiles, with exceptions for accredited institutions like zoos and wildlife sanctuaries. Shark bites are not a concern many people associate with Iowa, but the legislation was prompted by a July incident at Blue Zoo in West Des Moines, where a staff member of a private aquarium was bitten by a bamboo shark. The staff member was bitten while transporting the animal from the interactive exhibit to a large tank because it was showing signs of distress. Emergency responders were called to help, and the shark was ultimately euthanized as the shark's teeth were not able to be removed from the staff member's hand. Angela Kolk, a lobbyist for the Humane Society of the United States, told lawmakers Thursday that the proposal was brought forward to prevent these situations from occurring in the future, ensuring these animals cannot be in exhibits where members of the public can touch them and requiring staff members to have training to handle such animals. EMS have to take the time to come out and take care of the incident, and that has been easily, and it could have been recited for these kind of actions if it was not allowed. Though lawmakers did not express opposition to intent of the measure, Representative John Wills, R. Spirit Lake, said he was not sure the legislation was the best avenue to address a single incident. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
In the rocky waters, hide away your sons and daughters, eat you alive. Levels, better put your head on swivels, dancing with the very devil, butter tonight. You think you're better than them, better than them. You think they're really your friends, but when it comes to the end, you're just the same as them, same as them.
Foodborne illness outbreaks and food recalls have occurred with troubling frequency in recent times, according to Penn State Extension food safety experts, who noted that one foodborne pathogen, Listeria, has been of particular concern. To help food processing operations reduce risk, Penn State specialists have created an online self-paced course designed for managers, supervisors, sanitation workers, and line operators who want to gain a better understanding about this important foodborne pathogen and how it can be controlled. The 6-hour course covers important topics relevant to food operations, including characteristics and sources of listeria. The risk associated with listeria contamination in foods, including ready-to-eat foods, practices and procedures for controlling listeria. The importance of an environmental monitoring program for verifying control. And compliance to relevant Food and Drug Administration and U.S. Department of Agriculture regulations. To demonstrate training concepts and specific applications, the course also utilizes multiple case studies, highlighting issues faced by food operation in controlling listeria. The course is applicable to any operation where listeria can be considered a risk, including food processing facilities, distribution centers, and food service operations. Take it for humans or pets. The registration fee is $129. Register three or more people to receive a group discount. You can check it out at psu.edu. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. We are
Penn State.
There you go.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I graduated from Penn State back in, 1983. A long time ago, but I love that school. And by the way, go Nittany Lions. So once again, you know, it's very, you got to be very cautious. There's a lot of recalls. There's different recalls on pet foods, on human foods. There's a lot of things going on out there. And, you know, with bird flu, that's a biggie right now. Like, that could be our next pandemic. And they're saying that, and one of the reasons for that, I'm sure a lot of you have seen, you know, they first started discovering it in chicken flocks. And they started killing thousands on thousands and thousands and thousands of chickens.
Yes.
And then they discovered that it moved into cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the cattle, there's your meat industry right there, the cattle. And then cats are picking it up. Now big cats are picking it up. And the problem is when it starts to show pneumonia or gets into that course, there's no treatment and no cure. So all of those animals need to be destroyed, basically. But you never know where else it has gone. And then our first case in a human being, and the man died. So they're saying that, like COVID was a couple of years ago, we may end up having a pandemic with bird flu. So one of my things that I'm thinking here, Jilly, and, you know, they brought out these different ways to make meat. Lab-grown meat, and a lot of people are against it. But when it comes down to it, if you want to still be a meat eater in the future, that might be the way you're going to have to go, because of the fact that if bird flu, there's no cure, nothing found out to stop it, the cattle industry, the poultry industry, probably the pork industry is all going to be hit by it.
I try not to think that far ahead, and I'm
it's not that far ahead, though. It's happening.
I know. But other people have died in other countries of bird flu. Are you sure that's the first human?
It's the first human in the United States.
In the United States.
I don't know about, you know, globally, but I know globally, in the United States.
And it's unfortunate, but I think I read something about this. I could be wrong, but that he had come from another country, he had been visiting somewhere and brought it back with him.
No, I'm not sure about that here. But we all know that diseases end up jumping into other countries because of airplanes. You know, people fly and go from one place to another, and they take it with them.
I'm just hoping and praying that with everything, as much as people don't want to face the AI future, I think that AI will be able to solve a lot more diseases like cancer and other diseases, and possibly be able to come up with better solutions for being able to take care of the new pandemics that could, you know, cross our borders.
We'll see. Time will tell on how it's going to be used. Hey, by the way, Quilombo out there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in the Nashville area, he went with the Gino Sasani CD on reptiles, and he went with the Easy Walk No Pull Harness for his dog. So we'll get that mailed out to you. Thank you very much for playing that. And but give us a call if you've got a question, a comment, or a story, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, they were saying, actually, with the lab-grown meat that seems to be humans are against, a good percentage of them, they're basically saying that they were going to still consider doing this or making that meat, but they were going to be using it for pet foods. And I kind of wonder on that. I would be curious to try eating some of that.
See, we did a story not too long ago on this, and they were considering it, feeding it to our military, and they were like, no way.
We need our military.
These are the people who fight
pigs
for our country, and coming into everything we're in right now, we need a strong military. Real meat.
Yes. I could see it for the animals, though. I mean, using it for pet food, because to be honest, when you read a label on pet food, if it's got byproducts in there, it's garbage. Yeah, it is not good food. It's the beaks and the feet and the feathers, and everything is ground up together, and that's what you're feeding your pets. So you want to look for a whole food in there, like chicken or beef or pork. Not the byproducts, because the byproducts is garbage. And your dog or your cat or whatever is having, like, they're itching all the time, they're losing their hair, their skin seems dry, it could be the food that you're feeding them.
That is the largest region out there that we are losing. Our pets used to live to be 15, 16, sometimes into their 20s for the smaller ones. That no longer is a fact. They're dying young. They're dying of cancer. They're dying of diabetes. They're dying, you know, of being fed garbage. And it's like us, you know. That's why our FDA and people are fighting the FDA we need to be like other countries where they've taken all the poisonous things out, and they're feeding the people over there are living longer, but not Americans. We're in a battle against ourselves.
Well, we do. I mean, you got fast food. There's no doubt about that. But with our pets, you definitely want to make sure that you keep them on a good diet, because that's going to give them longevity. That's going to keep them around for a long time. It's going to cut back on illnesses and diseases for them. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to face it. Sometimes it's going to happen. Your animals are going to get sick or something's going to happen to them. But if you can keep them on a good quality diet, that's a good way to go. And, you know, it's funny because, like, with my cats, and I've said this before, for some reason, I have them on a high-quality diet. The thing is sometimes they don't like to eat the chicken, you know, that basically is, you know, that part of it. And so what I do is I take the Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap, and I squeeze that over, and it's a chicken flavor. And it comes in chicken or salmon. But I squeeze it onto the food, and they'll devour every inch of that food. So rather than throwing it in the garbage or wasting it, get some Lick and Lap and put it on top of it. It really works.
I've been making my own dog food for almost 20 years now. I spend once a month in the kitchen cutting up grass-fed organs for my animal. And my animals live, unless, you know, unfortunately, they have, you know, some kind of genetic thing. But, I mean, most of them have lived to over 10, and a couple of them to 14 and 16. So,
you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. And Orange Velvet, what I'm cultivating. Like DJ Kite, I was turbulating. Who got the best? We know debating. All these other seed companies overrating. Dilly Bean got me motivating. Wake and bake early morning and my dome is changing. But the FBDs won't let me be. Or let me be me and plant my trees with tea.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
woman pleaded guilty to several charges in her animal cruelty case and was sentenced on Thursday in Warren, Ohio. Mackenzie Harvey Bell pleaded guilty to 4 counts of cruelty to animals. The other 10 counts against her were dismissed, according to court records. Court records state that Harvey Bell is undergoing treatment and has no prior criminal history. As such, she would be placed on probation until 2030 with the condition that she does not own any animals. Harvey Bell was charged after police were called to a home on Ruth Avenue in Warren Township, where they reportedly found deplorable conditions. Officers removed 3 dogs and a litter of 8 puppies from the home. 2 dead hamsters and a deceased bearded dragon were also found inside. According to the report, Harvey Bell told officers that she wasn't currently living there, but was moving back soon and had been caring for the animals. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Girl, I wanna be with you forever. Look around, look at us. Me and you against the world together. For better or worse, whatever the terms, baby, I'm yours. If loving you's a crime.
You know, I actually like Jelly Roll.
Oh, he's awesome.
He does a great job.
I'm not a fan.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think he's amazing. I mean, that's a good song. And actually, it's interesting, too, that it goes with that story, which I wanted to ask you about, Julie. But before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to my high school buddy, Brian, up there in Pennsylvania. Big shout-out to him. Brian's got a small plane that he took me out, me and my nephew, the one time. And usually, I'm surprised that my stomach stayed in one place. But I don't like my stomach, as I've gotten older, has gotten worse. But it was a lot of fun being in a small plane like that. But the other thing, too, I want to give a shout-out to Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. Oh, and that was that's her nephew. That is the star of Wolfman. I didn't know that, Leva.
Get so, out of town.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. He did a great job.
I really want to see that movie now. I'll have to go by myself to a matinee.
It's going to do well. It should do really well. It's a good movie. It's got a big thrilling part to it. It's pretty intense. Again, I have to put my thing in there. I would say there's a couple things I would change. It's a little predictable, but it's still good. But the other thing I wanted to say was that story that Kay read with the song by Jelly Roll. You know, people can love their animals, and people can love and love and love, and they want to help and help and help. But you've got to get to a point where you realize you have too many animals, and you're not giving them what they need. A matter of fact, you're causing more issues for them. And it's still basically being called a hoarder. If you have too many animals in your life. And I know we all love animals. I mean, part of this show, and we want to do good by them and everything else. But when it gets to a point that you can't clean up after them, you can't feed them the right diet, like we were talking about earlier, then it gets to be too extreme, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I wish our legislature would kind of flip, you cannot drive a vehicle without taking a test and going through a licensing. You should not be able to have an animal or a farm or anything without going through proper education and having to get a license for it. Or you can't own them, period. They'll be confiscated from you. No way, Jose. Or we wouldn't have all these unwanted animals.
But you know what I thought was interesting, too? Like what you're talking about with a license and USDA and so on and so forth. You have that guy that, you know, had authorities come into his house and they confiscated his squirrel, Peanut, as well as his pet raccoon that he raised from babies, because he didn't have a license. Although, I found out later, he has a nonprofit organization for animals, which is really weird why they took that squirrel and the raccoon away. But the thing was, is that people constantly, you know, with TikTok, although we don't know if it's going to remain starting tomorrow, if it's still going to be around, But you have these Facebook and everything else that people post all these videos, and then they wonder why the authorities show up at their door for whatever reason. But in this guy's case, for, you know, for months on years, I believe, he had this squirrel, and the squirrel was amazing. It was able to do tricks, and it was like having a dog or a cat. I mean, literally. Yeah. But there is the laws that you do have to have a license to have a wild animal, and even though you don't think a squirrel is much, it's still a wild animal. But there's still people out there posting pictures of squirrels that they rehabilitated or raised that may have fallen out of a nest and so on and so forth. And again, people are trying to do good by it, by having it as a pet and raise it and feed it well. But according to government, if you don't have that license, they have the right to come and take it away. Now, in the case with this Longo, I think his name was, or whatever, in that case, they ended up killing the squirrel, Peanut, and and also the raccoon, because one of the guys said that the squirrel scratched him. And the only way that they can trace for rabies is to behead the animal. And that still is that way to this day.
Suing everybody.
Yeah, there's like no other way. So, so yeah, it's like it's a very difficult situation with the whole thing. But the thing is that this guy had those animals in captivity, basically in his home. There's no way that they had rabies. That would have come out a long time ago, and they weren't around, to my understanding, any other animals. So I think there's more to that story than I think that we know or that anybody knows, because it just smells a little fishy to me. But before we say goodbye for this hour, we got to go real quick. Lieber, you got about 30 seconds. Hi, Lieber. How are you?
Hi, great. And thank you so much for mentioning.
Yeah, I would love to talk to Christopher Abbott if he wants to come on the show sometime.
Yes, you can do that. You can do that.
Yeah, tell him to let me know, and then I'd love to have him on, because I'd like to talk to him about how he had to act like a wolf, like an animal, and how he made it through the transitions and everything. He did a great job, Lieber. You know, I think the movie's going to do well.
I have a pet question for the next show.
Okay, save it for the next one, because you know it's the top of the hour. We got to say goodbye for this hour of talking.
I
pets.
Know.
Call Give our back, best Lieber. To Christopher, Lieber.
I will. I saw him like a few days ago.
Yeah, he did a great job. But we got to say goodbye. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. Go check out Wolfman. We have a connection now through Lieber with Christopher Abbott. Go check it out. You'll like it. It's scary. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.